programımıza devam ediyoruz inşallah. Çok değerli bir konuğumuz var. Profesör Huşang Amirahmadi, profesör kendisi. Rutgers Üniversitesi'nde profesör. Aynı zamanda Oxford Üniversitesi öğretim üyelerinden. Aynı zamanda Amerika İran Konseyi Başkanı Erdem Hocam var. Buyurun hocam.
Inşallah. Evet, maşallah. Şeref verdiniz. Hoş geldiniz Huşang Bey.
You honored. You are very welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. And I'm very pleased and honored to be in this great place called Istanbul and in this great place with you, Mr. Adnan Akhtar, the big philosopher.
Estağfurullah. Huşang Bey, İran Cumhurbaşkanlığı seçimlerine katılmıştı. İnşallah yine katılacak. İran Cumhurbaşkanı olmasını bekliyoruz inşallah. Çok i̇nşallah. Değerli, seçkin bir insan. Amerika'da geniş çevresi olan, herkesin tanıdığı, değerli bir siyasetçi aynı zamanda. Hem bilim adamı hem değerli bir siyasetçi. Kıymetli fikirlerini istifade etmek istiyoruz. Ben bir soru sorayım da sohbeti başlatalım. İran'la Türkiye'nin birleşmesi, Pakistan'ın birleşmesi, Mısır'ın birleşmesi nasıl olur sizce?
Yes, I want the whole Muslim world to unite. Of course, Egypt, Iran, Turkey and Pakistan are great Muslim nations. I think we should also try to get a country like Indonesia, one of the major Islamic world. They have more Muslims there. I think we, even in Saudi Arabia, we had great, and the Arab world is very important. I think Muslims anywhere in the world have to unite. I think Turkey has taken a major leap forward in bringing the Muslim world together. I'm very happy to see that the government and the people of here of Turkey is giving a great service to Islam, and I'm very pleased for that. It's a good Islam that they are developing. Unfortunately, there's a lot of bad talk about Islam. Islam is a great religion, but a lot of bigots out there are trying to give Islam a bad name. We have to fight that bigotry and racism, fascism, and everything else, and make sure that the human being stays as brothers all over and sisters all over. We are have all one common essence. An Iranian poet Saadi says, "Bani Adam azay yek digarand." که در آفرینش ز یک گوهرند که عضوی به درد آورد روزگار نماند برای هیچ دردی قرار. Means when the human race is member of the same family, and when one member of this family is in trouble, is in pain, there cannot be any member because they are just all just a bit different.
Burada bir öyle başlamasında fayda var herhalde. İlk bir Türkiye, İran, Pakistan, efendim Mısır olduktan sonra arkası gelir inşallah.
İnşallah.
İnşallah sizler gibi böyle aydın, kaliteli, insan sevgisiyle dolu, İslam'ın özünü savunan, aslı saadet Müslümanlığını savunan, sevgiyi, muhabbeti dünyaya yaymaya gayret eden, Hristiyanlara, Musevilere de şefkatle bakan, onları da bu birlik içerisinde koruyup kollamayı amaçlayan bir ruh içerisinde olduğunuzu biliyoruz. Bu konudaki fikirlerinizi de alırsak ihya oluruz, iyi olur diye düşünüyorum.
I agree with what he says, but I think Mr. Akhtar has a great idea because I think the union of Islamic world is a major step forward for our progress. I think his idea that Iran, Turkey, Pakistan, and Egypt, Egypt of course, are great Islamic nations, and they represent different parts of the world. Obviously, Egypt represents the Arab world, and Iran the Persian world, and Turks the Turkish world.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, so we, you know, with that thing that you have in the Pakistanis, you have all the Indians and others who are Muslims.
Tabii, son hepsi.
Yeah, so evet. So you basically bring them all together. I would have included the Indonesia in that package.
Tabii, hepsi.
Because they are a little bit different, but they, if you bring that package also in it, then every sort of like every Muslim is represented. Sort of like, it's a great idea. I think, again, we need to work together. I have always said that Muslims have not only to work within themselves, but they have also to work with other non-Muslim countries, from Jewish to Christian countries, and they're all God's religions. Even religions that are not supposedly God's religion, Buddhism, you know, all of this, they are all human beings. The human race has one common denominator, and that essence is very important.
Ama tabii insancıl, makul insanların lider olması çok önemli. Mesela sizler gibi kabili hitap, konuşulabilen, efendim, insani yaklaşımı olan, merhametli, peygamberimize samimi sevgisi olan, kadın düşmanlığına karşı, yobazların kadın düşmanlığına karşı Kur'an'ın sevecen yaklaşımını savunan makul, mantıklı, akıllı insanlara ihtiyaç var. İnşallah sizler de bu konuda vesile olursunuz.
İnşallah.
Önce olursunuz. Mehdi'ye hep beraber talebe oluruz inşallah.
İnşallah.
Thank you. Thank you. That's very evet. Nice of you. Thank you.
Oktar hocam.
Buyur hocam. İnşallah.
Efendim. Hocamıza sen neler sormak istersin? Neler söylersin?
Hocamız Mehdiyet konusunda çok maşallah inançlı. Biraz önce de konuşmuştuk. Şahıs olarak geldiğini inşallah. Bu çok önemli konu dedi. Bundan daha önemli bir konu da bilmiyorum dedi inşallah. Yani en önemli konunun bu olduğunu söyledi Mehdiyet'in.
İnşallah. Çünkü Şiiler, Vahabiler, Sünniler birleşmezse İslam Birliği'nin bir anlamı olmaz. Yani Sünniler kendi arasında birleşirse bu bir İslam Birliği değildir. Şiiler birleşirse bir birlik değildir. Vahabiler birleşirse birlik değildir. Hepsi birleştiğinde bir birlik olabilir. Ama bu birlik içinde Müslümanlar Mehdi'nin dışında kimsenin etrafında toplanmazlar. Yani hiçbir lideri kabul etmezler. Yani 100 yıldan beri kabul etmemiştir. Bundan sonra kabul etmezler. Ama Mehdi'yi kabul ederler. Çünkü Mehdi merhametli olacak. Şefkatli olacak. Sevecen olacak. Fakirleri koruyacak. Adaletli olacak. Peygamberimizi çok sevecek. Onun soyundan olacak. Efendim, modern bilimin, demokrasinin imkanlarını en iyi şekilde hayata geçirecek. Hristiyanları, Musevileri onları da kurtarmaya çalışacak. Onlara da şefkat gösterecek. Budistlere, onlara da şefkat gözüyle bakacak. Onları da kurtarmaya çalışacak. Herkese insancıl, herkese iyi davranacak. Ateistlere bile güzel davranacak, iyi davranacak. Onları da maddi manevi koruma altına alacak.
İnşallah.
Dolayısıyla böyle bir lideri bütün dünya kabul eder. Ama birisi çıkarsa ben Sünniyim, bütün Şiiler bana bağlansın, efendim, Vahabiler bana bağlansın, bunu kimse kabul etmez. Bir Şii çıkarsa Vahabiler, Sünniler bana bağlansın, bunu da kimse kabul etmez. Ama Mehdi çıkarsa Mehdi bütün mezhepleri kaldırıyor. Peygamberimin hadisi var, açık.
Evet.
Hiçbir mezhep kalmıyor o zamanında. Sahabe dönemi gibi. O zaman herkes bağlanır Mehdi'ye. Ama bütün mesele tabii Mehdi'de ittifak etmekte. Evet, bu kişi hakikaten bu görevi yerine getirecek güçte, vicdanda, akılda, samimiyette. Hakikaten Allah'ın izniyle bu birlik bu kişinin liderliği altında çok güzel sonuçlanır demeleri lazım. Bunun için de Müslümanların bir Mehdi özlemi, Mehdi arayışı içerisinde olmaları gerekiyor. Sizin de Mehdi sevginiz çok güzel. Dün de bir Şii delikanlı vardı, yakışıklı bir şey. Onunla konuştuk. Bir Şii diyor zaten Mehdi için yaşar diyor.
Maşallah.
Yani Allah rızası için.
Evet.
Allah rızası için Mehdi için yaşar diyor. Başka da bir hayatının gayesi yoktur diyor.
Maşallah.
Maşallah. Evet.
Ya very good, very well well said. I think we need to have this discussion at three level. One level is very general. The God created human race, all of us, whether Christian, Muslim, Jews, doesn't matter. Whether black, white, yes. You know, Hispanic, we are all God's people. At that general level, there is no difference, and that there is at the essence of humanity is the same. And that essence has certain rights. We call them human rights. That human rights have to be protected. And then at the second level, the God, depending on the regions of the world, and over time, created, sent prophets and said, tell my people, don't do this and do that. At that level, we are talking about spirituality and religion below the God. And that's below the human being. The human being is immediately after God, and then comes religion. God first created human being, then created religion. And it created different religion. So we have, but here, the fact that we have different religion, we are diverse, it doesn't mean that we are different in front of the gods or in our essence. The essence is the same, but what is different now is that religion that God in different situation have given at different time. So God created Christians, Muslims, Jews, and so on and so forth, and gave them that religion. That's the second level of analysis, generality. Here, the most important thing is to respect diversity. Just simply because I am Muslim and he is a Jew does not make me or him anything different in front of the God. And as human beings, we are all the same human being. Now I have my Islam and he has his Judaism. But we have to respect that diversity. Now, that diversity comes, again, at the third level of analysis. And that's that within Jews, you have Hasidic Jews, you have Reformed Jews, you have all kinds of Jews. In Islam, you have all kinds of Sunni, Shia. Within Shia, you have so many different sects, and in Sunni, the same. In Christianity, God knows how many churches exist, very diverse. Again, that does not mean that that this church has to be against the other church, or this mosque has to be against the other one, and the same thing with thing. So this is another level of diversity that has to be also respected. Why? Because above this diversity was the first level of diversity, and then above that first level of diversity, you have the essence of human being, the commonality in the front of God. So when you look at it, God says, I created all equal, I gave you different religion, and then within the religion, you, depending on where you were, what kind of environment you lived in, you decided to be a Hanafi, a Shafi'i, a Maliki, or Wahhabi, or whatever. But that doesn't mean that you have to fight each other. You have just to respect each other, given that, because you live in different societies. This is very important to understand, because religion, at the end of the day, is part of our real world. That is, I always say, there is Islam, there is Muslim, and then there is the Islamic communities. Islam is one, and then Muslims are very different from Indonesian to Iranian to Turks to Indians. And then, of course, when you are different people and live in different environments from Saudi Arabia, Iran here, then you develop different ideas within Islam. So you become Hanafi, Maliki, I don't know, Asna Ashari, I don't know what. So this and then, this level doesn't tell you that we are so different. Again, as you look at it, we start with the God, the commonality, the first level of diversity, the next level of diversity until we come to the real life that all of us, I am here sitting here, I am a Muslim, Shia, Iranian, speaks Persian. I am a real person. I am not an abstract. So you cannot just judge me on the basis of what you have in mind. No, look at me, see me, believe in my reality, respect my reality, I respect your reality, and then we live together. And that's what the Muslims have particularly to learn, that we are at a different level of from the all the way from the general, the commonality, down to the specificity. We really have to understand that that level of analysis.
Maşallah. Bir süre sonra zaten Mehdi'nin mezhebi hakim olacak diyor Peygamberimiz sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem.
İnşallah. İnşallah.
Yani aslı saadet gibi. İnşallah. Ayrı kayrı kalmıyor. Son devirdeyiz artık.
İnşallah.
Dünyanın en son devirlerindeyiz.
İnşallah.
Dünyanın altın çağa girmesi olayı oluştu. İnşallah. O çağa girdik. 2012'den itibaren girdik artık. Efendim sizin gibi değerli insanlar, efendim dünyanın birçok yerinden güzel huylu, demokrat, akılcı, Allah korkusunu samimi olarak yaşayan, Allah'ı candan seven insanlar dünyanın neresinde olursa olsun bir araya gelmeye başladılar. Birbirlerini bulmaya başladılar. Ayette diyor Cenab-ı Allah, şeytan Allah'a sınırım. Allah sizi diyor nerede olursanız olsun bir araya getirir diyor. Bu ayet tahakkuk ediyor. İnşallah çok güzel olacak, hayırlar olacak, bereket olacak. Sevgiyi savunanlar, dostluğu savunanlar, kardeşliği savunanlar, barışı savunanlar dünyaya hakim olacaklar inşallah.
İnşallah.
İnşallah. İnşallah. İlminden, irfanından daha da çok istifade etmek isteriz. Evet. Fakat bugün biraz vaktimiz dar olduğu için bu kadar oldu. Ama inşallah bir dahaki geldiğinde daha geniş, daha şumullü, daha detaylı ilminden, irfanından hocamızın istifade ederiz. Biz biliyoruz ki o çok büyük bir alim.
Maşallah.
Ufku geniş, kültürlü bir insan. Son olarak söylemek istediği bir şey varsa onları alalım.
Well, thank you. I wanted to thank him for this opportunity. I wanted to say that Muslim Islam is the religion of peace. The one big problem we have is that unfortunately the bigots are very organized. They have a lot of money. They have a lot of associations. They have newspapers. They have TVs. You know, they have money, millions. They have an army of people who are there trying to put down Islam, to make Islam look bad, to make Islam to look like terrorists. And unfortunately, within that army of bigots, a lot of Muslims also are there. It's not just the Christians or the Jews or you know, the others. They are also Muslims. So it's just they are the enemy sometimes is within as opposed to just without. You know, when you have an enemy without, you could easily handle it. But when the enemy is within, it's very tough. So we really we have a big job ahead of us. You know, as I said, we cannot take this lightly. It's not just like, you know, Mr. Akhtar has put this together, trying to fight bigotry, racism, fascism, and work for peace, for equality, harmony, justice, and that's great. But, you know, it's not enough because the enemy, the bigots, the guys who do exactly the opposite of what you are doing, there are too many. They have too much resources, you know. They have too many, you know, places that they are organized and working hard. So we need to do more work, get better organized, do better fundraising, put more TV stations, more people, bring more people to talk. And that's the way to go. And again, at the bottom, we are not fighting anybody, neither Muslim, Christians, others. We are doing this to make them understand that Islam is the religion of peace and harmony, and that if there are a bunch of bigots that use Islam or abuse Islam, it has nothing to do with religion. It's the same thing with Christianity or Judaism. I always tell in my speeches about Islam, say, okay, the people who are listening to me, was Stalin a Muslim? Oh, no, okay, you see? So you can have a non-Muslim that could be a killer, okay? Was Hitler a Muslim? Of course not. Well, they created fascism and so on. Yeah, we have a few other, you know, Muslim guys who have done wrong things, but thanks God, we never had in Islam people like Hitler and Stalin. I'm very proud of that religion that did not produce people like Hitler, people like Stalin and others. So again, we are very proud of our religion. Again, our just like in any religion, any religion has people that the Muslim that they are very proud of, and there are other people that they are ashamed of. We have also people that we are ashamed of, but we have also people that we are proud of. The same way Christians and Jews and others have people who they should be ashamed of, and they should also have a lot of people that they should be very proud of. So again, it's not just a matter of this or that person. It's just this, again, the essence of humanity and this common ground and the fact that this diversity that exists between across religions, across faith, across sects, they have to be respected and be respectful, and we should not use individual actions to put down religions.
İnşallah. Çok teşekkür ederim. Çok memnun oldum. Bir dahaki sefer geniş bir ekiple inşallah sizleri bekliyoruz. Saygılar, sevgiler, hürmetler.